I remember we've had news conferences, at least at the start of this process of withholding money at the beginning of the fiscal year, and talking about using some of it for disaster relief. He seems to think that that the governor can withhold money, but only withhold money if income projections are not matching the appropriations levels. So take me back to the start of the fiscal year, or even before that, I guess, when we had our news conference back in May or June, about where we first discussed withholding. Were you discussing withholding at that point because you thought we'd be short of what the legislature appropriated?
Yes, there are lots of things that we were looking at when the governor made the decisions to restrict expenditures. And that is clearly one of the things wrong with the auditor's letter. When the governor considers the budget and keeping it in balance, we obviously have to look at multiple issues, including not just the revenue, as the auditor suggests, but spending and other issues as well.
And at that point, it was your feeling that the legislature had passed a budget that was, I forget how many million dollars more than you were anticipating we would bring in?
We restricted on the general revenue side $57 million. The need to restrict that $57 million was based on many different factors, one of which was the need to spend additional resources on disaster recovery, for example, recovery from the Joplin tornado.
Okay. That's right. So that, because the tornado had already happened at that time. So
correct.
You were already looking at that, and you were looking for ways to withhold the $57 million. The total, but there's $150 million is a figure that's being talked about in terms of state aid for disasters.
Yeah, and that's because, again, you have to consider lots of different things when you decide how much to restrict, how much you need for disasters. We look at both the revenue side and the spending side and took into consideration the actual revenue that was collected last year, for example, as well as what we're projecting for revenue this year, as well as other spending issues. And all of those things combined led us to restrict spending by the $57 million.
Okay, so let's try to break down this $150 million and where the source is of that. $57 million of the $150 million is from the withholding that was announced in June.
Yeah, and I hate to make it that straightforward,
okay,
because it's not. There are
okay.
lots of things going on. Part of it is funding for disaster recovery. But there were other things that happened as well, Bob. For example, the legislature approved new legislation that phases out the franchise tax, for example. And that was not considered when the legislature approved their budget. They didn't take that into account. The governor obviously has to take that into account because he is responsible for ensuring that the budget stays in balance. So I can't say this dollar specifically relates to the disaster. It's a lot of different issues all combined together.
Okay, so tell me then where we get the $150 million in disaster relief that's been discussed.
That came from a source. It came from the fact that we had extra revenue last year. So part of what we did when I announced the final revenue report for last fiscal year, the governor at that time set aside an additional $100 million for disaster recovery, for example. So it was a combination of revenue from last year being a little bit higher than anticipated, plus spending restrictions. But those things also, I think the point I'm trying to make, those things also help pay for the fact that we have to look at the fact that the franchise tax is going to be phased out, that tax amnesty was not approved, although the legislature assumed it would be. So there are a lot of pluses and minuses.
As I understand what Auditor Schweik is saying, however, is that the governor cannot restrict money from education and then spend that money on some other purpose, which would be unconstitutional. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I would disagree with that because the governor is paying for disaster recovery, which was anticipated in the budget. The legislature approves certain appropriations with estimates behind them, and they are only for things that the legislature believe are very important, like disaster recovery, like debt payments, things like that, where the legislature recognizes that the governor may need to increase those appropriations throughout the year. And that allows him to make sure that there is sufficient spending authority for disaster recovery, for example. And so that was all part of the budget. And it is not something new. I mean, we consider every year when we're looking at the budget and whether or not it's in balance, whether or not we're going to have to increase one of those E appropriations, whether or not we're going to have to come back with a supplemental, for example. That is always taken into account as well when we're looking at whether or not the budget is in balance.
But I don't recall in the past where we fulfilled those E's by taking specifically appropriated amounts away from other accounts.
Well, that would be wrong because, I mean, we have in the past, in years that we've had to do restrictions, for example, our same years where we've had to increase E's. So this is not new. It is a little bit bigger because the disaster was obviously larger and the cost of recovery are going to be larger. But those E appropriations have existed for many years, and many times in years when we had to do restrictions, at the same time, we were increasing E appropriations. And those things all have to be taken into account when you're ensuring the budget is in balance. So this is not new.
Okay. We have a rainy day fund. That's not part of this $150 million anywhere, is it?
Correct.
But this did come up, I recall, in our discussions when we were first talking about this. But it takes some special action to dip into the rainy day fund if we want to do that. Right?
And that's the key. Not only does it take special action, but it is the if we want to do that. There is no required connection between the governor's responsibility to ensure the budget stays in balance and accessing the rainy day fund. They are separate provisions.
Okay. Let me just read to you what I've got in front of me here. Under the Constitution, the governor may withhold funds appropriated by the legislature if there is an actual shortfall in state revenues below the amount on which appropriations were based. The governor's budget director was unable to provide the auditors with accounting data of any kind to support the more than $170 million in withholdings. They produced no projections, spreadsheets, studies, or analyses to justify the withholds. Is he speaking the truth when he says that?
What they asked me was, were there specific calculations that come to a specific number? And I said, no, this is a discussion that I have with the governor about revenue projections, about projected spending, about projected needs for the disaster recovery. There are a lot of things that go into that discussion, legislation that passed, did not pass, et cetera. And all of that has to be taken into account when we consider what the spending and revenue needs of the state will be.
Another point that he makes is that this money is not going to be needed all at once, all in one great big lump. And do we need to be setting aside $150 million, $170 million all at one time because it's not going to be needed all at one time?
The governor felt that it was absolutely essential to ensure those local communities that the state would have the resources necessary to meet its obligations. We don't know, obviously, if we're going to have to write a check on X day or Y day. What we do know is the state has significant obligations for ensuring that those communities can recover and rebuild from disasters. And setting that money aside will assure those communities that the state has the resources to do so.
If these funds are not needed in one big lump in this fiscal year, I suppose it is possible to plug them back into the revenue flow for the purposes they were originally appropriated for, wouldn't it be?
you'd have to consider everything. As we discussed, Bob, there are lots of pluses and minuses here. So to suggest there's a one for one would be not thoroughly explaining all of the issues that we have to look at when we're making sure the budget is in balance. So that's one. And the other is, I think we have to recognize that we're going to have those obligations, whether it be today, tomorrow, a month from now, or 2 months from now. And so making sure that that money is set aside to meet all of those obligations is very important for those local communities.
Okay, two questions, I think, left. First, if the governor is able to simply withhold, we'll say, money from social services and use that money to pay for disaster relief in Joplin, why do we need to have a budget process through the legislature where the legislature says we're going to spend this money in this category?
Most of the appropriations approved by the legislature are set, and it is only those rare occurrences for things that we know we have to spend, like disaster recovery, as I mentioned, or debt, or those areas where the governor needs to be able to authorize that spending. And so the legislature, for the most part, does set very specific amounts for spending, and that's what we stick to in the budget process. But there are those unique areas where, regardless of whether or not there is a specific appropriation for them, we must set aside resources for those things, like disaster recovery, like debt payments.
Of the $170 million, how much of it comes from the estimate appropriations?
The 170.
Or 150 million, whatever.
I need to make sure I'm tracking with you, Bob.
We were talking about the appropriations that have the E on the end of them for estimated.
Mm-hmm.
That you said we could take money from other funds and plug into those to take care of them in whatever amount are necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You're not saying those estimated amounts are not going to be funded in those categories, are you? You're saying that this is money that's being taken from hard appropriations. X million dollars for this program, and you're going to cut it back so many and put it over here in disaster work?
To my knowledge, I don't believe that any of them that we restricted had an E on it. I doubt that they did.
Okay. Well, is there anything the governor can ask the legislature to do in the special session as far as passing appropriations bills in that session that would clarify any of this to make sure that the money is, in fact, legally, if there's any question at all, move from an account where money's been withheld into an account where disaster funds are available? Is that at all a possibility?
I don't know what the governor and legislature, or the governor will decide to include in the call for special session, or what the legislature will act on during special session. What I do know is that the auditor's letter is wrong about the governor's responsibility to ensure that the budget stays in balance and all of the things that we have to consider. Yes, it's complicated, but it's very important that the governor take everything into consideration when he ensures the budget is in balance. So I don't know if the legislature and the governor will work on anything during a special session related to disaster recovery or any of this. I do know that governors for decades have used their responsibility to keep the state budget in balance. This is not a new thing. It is certainly one that we've had to do frequently with this governor because of the national economic situation. But it is a responsibility that many governors have upheld.
Okay, let me make sure I understand. You're telling me that we have many times in the past withheld money from a particular program so that money would be available for those appropriations that had an estimated appropriation with them, all while staying within a balanced budget framework?
I am saying that the governors have had to use their authority and power to ensure the budget stays in balance many, many times. In some of those years, we would have included in all of the things we were doing the fact that there were e-appropriations that needed to be increased, or funding for disaster recovery, or even things that we do through the supplemental process, Bob. We have a supplemental process every year. Many years we'll have a supplemental budget at the same time we have expenditure restrictions. So that's what I mean when I say this is something that we have to look at. Previous governors have had to look at all of those factors: spending, revenue, supplementals, e-appropriations, et cetera.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to clearly understand, when we get an e-appropriation, where the money comes from when that total amount necessary is more than $1.
It would come from a combination of either revenue coming in more than anticipated, or reductions in spending in other areas of government.
Okay.
Or I'm sure there are other options as well, but those are the two main options.
Okay. So we'd cut spending in other areas, we'd cut appropriations in other areas to put into the E, or we'd rely on the extra income that's coming in to plug that gap.
Correct.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I fully understood that.